Proclamation number 5843, dated the January 2nd, 1954. Strength of faith. Healing the sick. Miracles. You will be able to work with inconceivable strength if you call upon me for help with profound faith. You must be motivated by love to request this strength of mine. Your faith must be so strong that you will not hesitate for a second when you think of helping a person in need. Then you shall work in my name and you will be impelled by my spirit to do so. Therefore, do not believe that you take the right to do something that does not correspond to my will, but do without qualms whatever you feel impelled to do and you will succeed. For I have guaranteed you my strength if you are of strong faith. And it is my will that your fellow human beings shall be persuaded of the strength of faith in the last days before the end, hence I will not let you be harmed if you want to serve me and at the same time your fellow human beings. But I will never give my blessings for actions of self-interest, destruction or heartlessness. Understand that love is to be the driving force and motivate you to request my strength, never hatred or an urge for revenge, for only love moves my spirit into action. And only through love can you unite with me so that you then can also partake of my strength. And this love lets your faith come so alive that you no longer doubt the success of what you want to achieve. This also explains the many healings of the sick which are accomplished in my name. Then I myself am called upon for help, my promises being appealed to, ask, and it shall be given to you. Knock, and it shall be opened to you, single quote, and with complete faith in the truth of my word anyone who is lovingly taken care of by the healer will be healed. For the latter will have handed himself over to me and I will truly be with him in my strength. He can cure him because he can make unlimited use of my strength. Profoundly faithful people can therefore work on earth for the benefit of their fellow human beings, for they are permitted to do so as soon as they associate it with a living testimony of my name, as soon as my name is thereby glorified. As soon as it happens in order to help people who strive towards me gain a firm and indisputable faith, and not in order to force disbelievers into believing. Complete unbelief is an obstacle for the working of my spirit. And the confessor of my name will either be restrained by my spirit from working miracles while watched by a non-believer, or the latter will substantiate any healing with natural explanations. Yet in the last days the weak shall still be won over by overcoming their resistance through the strength of faith of my own. And therefore many a miracle will be accomplished in my name in the last days, so that those of weak faith shall be strengthened in order to then be able to believe with conviction and to stand firm in the lost battle on this earth. Amen.